Maseches Erevin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. We're going to be talking about here in the Mishnah about which types of foods can be used in an Eruvei Terumim and other such halachas for which this rule is relevant. Bakol Ma'arvin u'mishtatvin. You can make an Eruvei Terumim, and actually Rashi holds Eruvei Chatzeris as well, and that is a discussion, a Machlokes Rishonim. But either way, you can make an Eruv, and a shitur muva'is, which is just like we have an eruv chayteres joins houses of a courtyard together, so too a shituf merges different courtyards that open into a common mavoi. So you can make an eruv and a shituf with all types of food, chutz min hamayim umin hamelach, except for water and salt. Water and salt has different halachas than any other food, because water and salt you can't eat on their own, and they cannot nourish a person on their own. When you make an Erev, in order to effectively establish a residence, a person has to be in a place where his food is located. So when you put the Erev somewhere, the person establishes that place as his place of his food, and it's therefore considered as if he lives there, or at least for Shabbos. Since water and salt don't nourish, as we said, and would not be eaten alone, they don't qualify as food for the purposes of an Erev. Kol nikach b'kesef meiser, and all types of food can be purchased with meiser sheni funds. Meiser sheni was meiser that was separated from crops that grow during the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the Shemitah cycle. The meiser has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, or it could be redeemed with the monetary value. And then the coins have to be brought to Yerushalayim and used to buy food over there, as we learned previously in Maseches Maaseres. So the Mishnah here is teaching that water and salt cannot be bought with these coins. Chutz min hamayim umen hamelach. So hakol nirch b'kasse maaseres chutz min hamayim umelach. Hanoider min ha-mazoin mutter b'mayim umelach. Someone who made a neder that he's going to abstain from mazoin, from food, he is allowed to eat water and salt. Now, the Mishnah is going to talk about some foods that can be used in an Erev, even though the owner of the Erev is forbidden to eat from these foods. So, ma'arvin l'nazir b'yayin ul yisrael b'truma. You can make an Erev for a nazir with wine, or a yisrael with truma. A nazir is someone who takes a vow which prohibits him from drinking wine. So even though he is a nazir and he's not allowed to drink the wine, the Erev is still going to be good because, as the Gemara says, the wine is mutter to other people. And also a Yisrael for Truma. Normally a Yisrael cannot eat Truma, but Truma, which is the first portion separated from the produce, and it's given to the Kayin, and it's usher to a non-Kayin. But since in this case, what the chiddush of the Mishnah is, that since a kayin is allowed to eat it, so we're makel and we say that the Erev would be good. But Simcha says, bechulin, only with ordinary non-truma foods. And Simcha says that the person who makes the Erev, he himself has to be the one that's allowed to eat it. The Gemara discusses why Simchas is specifically arguing in the case of Yisrael b'truma, not a Nazir b'yayin, and the reason that the Gemara says is because any person can make himself into a Nazir, and then or rather any Nazir can be Matir Neder, and he would no longer be a Nazir. Ulekayin b'beis hapras, and an Erev could be put down for a kayin in a beis hapras. A beis hapras was a field in which a grave was plowed over, and the concern was that there'd be tiny little bone fragments scattered all over the field. And the point is that the kayin can't walk over a beis hapras because of the fear that he will become tummy. And since you have to make an erev in a place where you're allowed to live, and a kayin would not be able to live there, we would say that you are that a kohen would not be able to eat there, but nevertheless, in this case, we're saying that it's good because the chachamim permitted even a kohen to go through a beis hapras by blowing on the ground in front of him and checking to see if the bone fragments were there before stepping on it. So, since it's possible for the kohen to get to the erev in this manner by doing this, so the erev would be good. Rabbi Huda says, "Afilu bein hakvaris." that the Eruv could be put even between the graves. Because the Kayan can make a mechitza between himself and the grave, and then go and eat the Erev that's there. And there's different, the Gemara discusses different ways. A Kayan, they would put him in a box, and the bottom would be an oihel, and it would be a separation between him and the Tumah. So since the point is that since there's a way for him to enter the cemetery without becoming Tumah, his Erev is considered accessible, and it would be a good Erev. Mishnah Beis. Ma'arvin b'demai. You are allowed to make an Erev with demai. Excuse me. Ma'arvin b'demai. You're allowed to make an Erev with demai. Demai was, as we learned previously, demai was something which was a suffix, whether when you bought something from an Amah Aretz that's chayshed on Meiser, that even though it's usser to eat it, may suffix, but nevertheless, it's mutter to make an Erev because it's roi l'achila for aniyim. Like we learned in Masechtas Demai, Machil Nesaniim Demai, and even for him it's Roi because he would be able to be Mafkir all his Nechasim and become an Ani. So, Ma'arvin B'Demai, we allow you to make an Erev with Demai. Ube Ma'isa Rishain, Shinit L'Trumasain, also with Ma'isa Rishain, that Truma was already taken. After Truma was separated from the crop and given to the Kayan, a tenth of the remainder is separated and given to the Levi. That's Ma'isa Rishain. From the Ma'aser Rishon he receives, the Levi would separate an additional Truma, which is one-tenth of the Ma'aser Rishon, and he gives to the Kayin. The Levi would separate and give to the Kayin. Ube Ma'aser Sheni v'Hektish Shaniftu. Or with Ma'aser Sheni, or Hektish, that was redeemed. Ma'aser Sheni, just to review, in the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the Shemitah cycle, Ma'aser Sheni was separated from what remained after the Kayin and Levi's shares were removed. So normally this Meiser would be brought to Yerushalayim by the owner, and it's eaten by him over there. Or if not, he can redeem it for money, which gets the Kedusha of Meiser Sheni, and the money is then taken to Yerushalayim and used to buy food to be eaten over there. Ba'kayhanim b'chala, and kayhanim can make an Erev with chala, and we don't mean to say dafka kayin, but even a non-kayin, the point is that they're allowed to make it with chala. Avaloi b'tevel, but you cannot make an Erev with Tevel. Tevel was something that Maestros were not taken. Not all Trumas and Maestros were taken. And also not with Maestros, whose Truma was not taken. And also not with Maestros Sheni or Hektish, that was not redeemed. Now the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Hashaylech Eruvai, someone who sends his Erev, biyad chereshayt v'katan, right? You had to give the food, you had to give it over to, or you had to put it down 2,000 amas away. So if you give your Erev to a chereshayt v'katan, these are people that are not bardas, they lack the mind to be able to do these type of things, or in the hands of someone who does not acknowledge the halachos of Erev. Normally, this is usually refers to a kusi. In a Erev, so it's not a good Erev. Even if they put it in the right place, it's still not considered to be a good Erev. But if the owner instructed another regular person to receive the Erev from him and then put it there, Erev. So if he instructed someone to receive the Erev from a Chereshayt V'Katan or a Kusi and then put it down, that is considered a good Erev.